Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And it is time for the Richmond Market Minute. And Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us. We didn't talk at the end of the day yesterday, Mike, about the job numbers, the jobless claims. Where did everything come in?
Yeah, that was basically at 1.5 million again. I think 1.48 million, a little higher than I would have liked to have seen, John, because we, you know, once we had that massive spike up, we had some very dramatic early declines. Now we've been stabilized here at about 1.5 million. And of course, that seems low when we had a couple of weeks where we were in the, you know, 20s of millions of people filing. But 1.5 million is still a huge number when you figure I want to see it back under 300,000 at some point in time in the not-too-distant future. Although that didn't seem to rattle markets very much, John. We had another bout of intraday volatility where we were down, we were up, we were down, we were back up again. But most of that volatility, John, came out of news about the banking sector yesterday. And it was really fascinating to watch because I don't want to get too far in the weeds, but earlier in the day, we got some changes in what's called the Volcker Rule, named after the old Fed chairman, Paul Volcker, and that's going to allow banks to get back into doing a little more of what we'll call principal trading. I won't go into what that is, but that allow them to be more flexible in how they allocate their capital. But then right as we got into the close and just shortly after, we got some news that out of the CCAR test, most people know those as the stress tests that banks have been going through since the financial crisis back in 2008 and 9, has said that banks are going to have to restrict their capital bases, and that means that they're going to have to stop share buybacks, and this is impacting the 34 largest banks in the country, and they're going to have to not suspend their dividends, but they're going to have to hold or freeze their dividend payments at current levels for the time being. And it, to me, that sounded like good news because we want our banks to remain very strong since they're the conduit for all of the programs that we're seeing. But the market took that as restriction as maybe a sign that they need to preserve some capital. So we'll watch the banks closely. But mostly, I think it's important that the system remains stable. I think it's a good sign that the system is still going to have all the stability that it needs to weather this storm and get us back going where we need to go.
Well, I'm glad to hear the optimism.
It is, but it should. But yesterday is another good example of what we've seen the last 2 weeks, John. People need to be prepared for these multi-hundred point swings in the Dow now taking place in a matter of not even days or hours, but actually minutes. So everybody needs to be cautious about that. But it the system's still working. It's just a little crazy in the short run watching it.
Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you.
Hey, you guys have a great weekend. Everybody stay well out there.
Thank you.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.